brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome, and thank you for joining us for another live transmission. It is the sixth day of August 2010 on this Friday transmission. Coming up in the third hour, Bob Chapman with his weekly visit on the economy. And it's a good time to have him on. July unemployment, we've lost 131,000 more jobs. Government's now revised payrolls for May, June show 97,000 fewer jobs than first reported. And the unemployment numbers are overall up, even in the Cook numbers. Now, there's an odd mix of very bad news coming out, and stocks are tumbling. Meanwhile, they are spending tens of millions of dollars a day for Michelle Obama, or Marie Antoinette, as even the New York Daily News is calling her, to run all over Spain and take over entire sections of hotel rooms for them to celebrate different birthday parties and things. Just an illustration of how corrupt this society is. I have a whole bunch of really important news, but I've been on a week-long rant, taking very few calls. And so I want to sometimes mix things up a bit. I'm going to just not even get into the news, and I'm going to go directly to your phone calls for this full first hour. Then much of the second hour will be news interspersed with calls. And then, of course, Bob Chapman will be joining us. I'm going to be honest with people. When I get in my yelling, screaming mode and start hyperventilating, it's just because I'm desperate. I'm upset. I'm very distraught over the fact that we've analyzed things correctly, that we've been right all along, and that things are actually worse than I'd always thought. We just have a completely evil government run by completely wicked corporations. I have to watch the news everywhere reporting on the altruism, the, quote, charity of the philanthropy of the 40 billionaires of the United States putting their money into a tax-free foundation. I see them praising George Soros, Ted Turner, Bill and Melinda Gates, Warren Buffett, all anti-freedom globalist. Elena Kagan has been confirmed to the Supreme Court, as you know, openly anti-free speech, viciously anti-Second Amendment, viciously anti-family, viciously anti-sovereignty. And I know the Rockefellers more than 100 years ago invented philanthropy because people kept pointing out they gave no money to charity. They had giant monopolies and were routinely murdering entire towns of people whenever they wanted their property. Oh, yeah, the Rockefellers are so powerful even over 100 years ago. They would just, from Pennsylvania to Colorado to California, you could just type in Rockefeller-funded massacre and read mainstream media reports, university history. But they know the spirit of resistance was defeating them. So they had to then start posing in the last 100 years as philanthropists. And then we have the tax-free foundation hearings in the 50s, 60s, and 70s in Congress that found that the Carnegie Endowment for Peace is really the Carnegie Endowment for War, that the Rockefeller Foundation is hell-bent on drugging the water supply. There's another Rockefeller Foundation report from the 60s that one of our great writers pulled up. I mean, they're just unlimited, unlimited, for all intents and purposes, that one of our writers pulled up the quotes about how they were going to drug the water supply and the vaccines with viruses that carry a hormone on their back, so your body creates an autoimmune response to that. I mean, I don't like doing this radio show. You understand this isn't about entertainment. It's not about any of that. This is real, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm watching these people like Ted Turner, who invested $1 billion in the UN and has made close to $1 billion back on top of it because it's tax-free. It's a scam. They're not giving any of their money away. They are tax-free. Get the joke? We'll be right back.
you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like it any more than
you. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying.
It is Friday, the sixth day of August 2010. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Masses of vital news and information will be covered today. We're going to have wide open phones throughout the hours of this transmission. The toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231 to talk about any of the issues that are out there. There's a major national poll that's been conducted we're going to be covering. 6 in 10 Americans don't believe Obama was really born in the United States. That's a full-spectrum poll of Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. The globalists have failed, and failed miserably, but only on one level. He is nothing but a shield, just like an ancient gladiator or Roman centurion would have a shield, and when it was bashed in and used up, they would throw it down and take up another. And so they'll put in Mitt Romney or Sarah Palin or General Petraeus, somebody like that, and then that shield in 4 to 8 years will be destroyed. They'll then pick up another front man, another shield. But we're going to cover all of this news today. Throughout the week, I have been pleading with the public to look at these new classes of viruses that we've talked about for a decade, but that they're now rolling out against the public, that go in and attack the neurons, the receptors, and that render you basically helpless, where you cannot become angry, where you cannot engage in self-preservation. Sodium fluoride does the same thing. So does lithium, and they're pushing all that in the water. But I do want to get into a whole bunch of other news that we haven't really gotten into this week that's been breaking. And people keep emailing me and asking me, what do you think about the mosque at Ground Zero? They keep calling me, you know, saying, what do you think about all these different Democrats getting indicted? They're just all a bunch of crooks. As for the mosque at Ground Zero, I've actually researched it. It's a very complex issue, but overall it's a distraction from the big news that affects us all. It is a liberal Muslim group that is building it, that is kind of a World Council of Churches type organization connected into the United Nations, and that's why you've got liberal Jewish groups that support it in New York City. They're in Lower Manhattan. The ADL does not support it. They're just playing along with the Clash of Civilizations propaganda that all Muslims want to kill the American people. When in truth, on record, our government for 50-plus years has been trying to put radical Muslims in power. They don't want mainline first-world countries over there. They want to overthrow westernized nations and put in radicals that they can then have a pretext to have wars with. But I do think because of the massive backlash against the mosque at Ground Zero, that the group is playing in to the propaganda. And it, of course, fits into the idea that Muslims carried out the attacks of 9/11. And I'm sorry. I've looked at the attacks. We've researched it. And we know the official story is a lie. We know that 9/11 was a staged event. Now, the exact details are still murky, but we know the official story is a lie. But we do know that the supposed hijackers were double U.S. agents / British and Israeli. That's AP, UPI, Fox News, Haaretz, Jerusalem Post even admit that. It's just hidden in plain view. We know that U.S. forces were massing around Afghanistan and that Bush had signed the launch order to begin the invasion in the next 2 months on September 10th. We do know NORAD stood down. The CIA ran drills of the exact same targets being attacked at the exact same time, so that the different federal agencies like NORAD and the Federal Aviation Administration would become confused. The list goes on and on. We know that they blew up Building 7 in front of everyone and said, get back, we're blowing it up. We have all the countless newscasts reporting that. So there, I've talked about the mosque. I mean, I really hope people don't call in about it because it's overall a distraction. We have all this incredible financial news coming out that Social Security is insolvent and is in the red, that unemployment is much worse than the government had said, that we were never came out of the recession, that we're in a depression. The banks that engineered this collapse to gain more power have openly been given expanded power, and so is the Federal Trade Commission. I've got it all here in front of me. There's positive news. Mexico was spurred by the United States in the last 4 years to be given more than $15 billion a year of U.S. tax money to launch military operations against four major cartels that are not laundering their money through Federal Reserve-controlled banks. I remember the similar situation in 1999 in Colombia Grasso at the time, the head of the New York Stock Exchange, was in Reuters. He traveled to meet with the head of the FARC and openly in the news said, you will invest your money with us or we will have the U.S. Marine Corps and Army invade you. The head of the FARC said no and was killed right after that, very soon after that, and the invasion began. And it's the same thing, but Mexico is losing the war against the cowboy cartels and the U.S.-backed gangs, and that is imploding. And so Mexico is now so desperate that they are talking about full legalization of drugs. And, of course, the cartels are now threatening to kill any politicians that try that. Drug dealers do not want drugs legalized. That's a very simple thing to understand. They want to keep it illegal, so they make large profits in the black market. But that's in The Guardian. Mexico looks to legalize drugs as the drug war murders hit 28,000 and counting and spills across into the southwestern United States from Texas to California. And all points in between as far north as Illinois, they're having serious gang war problems with this. And there's more and more even Republicans and not just Democrats calling for legalization, decriminalization of narcotics, not because narcotics are good, but because 80 years ago when they were sold on store shelves everywhere, you had far less people using them. Only losers were on laudanum, opium. Only losers drank three or four Coca-Colas a day and had heart attacks doing it because it was full of cocaine. It's called Coke, hidden in plain view. I get emails every time I say Coca-Cola in the past had cocaine in it. It's called Coke. The magic flavor, the secret ingredient, is decaf Coke. Just like you have decaf coffee, they decoconate cocaine. But the molecules still have some of the same effects. That's why you like Coke and Pepsi. It's not just the luscious, cancer-growing corn syrup that imbibes them. It is the decoconated cocaine. Coke. It's called Coca-Cola. Cocaine-a-cola. I know you think it's a conspiracy. I understand. But it's a fact. It's a historical fact. Coke. Coke is it. Coke is it. Coke is it. Decriminalize now. Take the Federal Reserve's main cash crop away. Decriminalize opium. Our troops will stop dying in Afghanistan. They're there openly growing it now. All right, I'm already ranting. We're going to take your calls now throughout this hour and much of the next. I've got all this news. We will cover it all, like Rockefeller Foundation develop vaccines for mass-scale fertility reduction. That's an Infowars.com story by one of our great writers. But if you simply go and read it, it's links to the Rockefeller Foundation. Okay, there's a reason your wife can't get pregnant. There's a reason. There's a reason the sperm count's down by 85%. I mean, we're not just up here on air saying this to entertain you. Every day I see 5, 10, 15, depending on the day, or more articles where it's on record that they know that we know that they're poisoning us and sterilizing us. So now they're coming out saying, yeah, it's a good thing. We love you. We're going to give you a shot so you can't get angry at us. Of course this criminal government is drugging the water. Of course they're storing the naked body scans of you at the airport and bathing in radiation. Of course they take your baby's blood as part of a secret UN program, and it's now all over the news admitted. Of course it's all real. They think you're stupid. They think they can get away with bloody murder here. They think they can get away with taking people's insurance policies when they die now, mainly the troops. Somebody in the Army or the Marines gets their head blown off. Mama's got two little kids at home. Daddy ain't coming home except in a pine box. With his ribbons pinned upon his chest, tell his mom he done his best. What do the insurance companies do? We're just going to keep your money. We run all the regulators. All right, we're going to come back, go to your phone calls, Sarah, Chris, Frank, Mike, Damon. And I'm going to take a lot of your calls, so please make your points no matter how pertinent. We got to cut you off quick. Don't want to get to everybody. 1-800-259-9231. And then we'll go over all this news. But I better not look down. Every time I look down, I see another one of these horrifying reports in your face. See, the mainstream media is now coming out with all this horror, but just telling you how good it is.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
The economy is crumbling, debt soaring, and the possibility of World War III is increasing. I started SurvivalistSeeds.com from my dining room table with a small bucket of seed and a single rotating banner ad on PrisonPlanet.com. 2 years later, we've sold over 40,000 pounds of heirloom seeds, becoming the largest bulk seed seller to the public. The majority of our customers are Alex Jones listeners. Now I'm offering 50 all organic garden varieties, 10,000 heirloom seeds, garden planner, and a CD teaching you how to save seeds so your children's children will always have healthy food. Don't wait until it's too late. I'm Big John Lipscomb, and my company is SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What do you have to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-405-7850. That's 800-405-7850. 800-405-7850.
All right, let's go straight to your phone calls. Let's talk to Sarah in Idaho. You're on the air, Sarah.
Oh, hi, Alex.
Hi.
I want to tell you thank you for all you do, first of all. And I am just really glad to be able to talk with you. But I'm really excited for what you're doing about the vaccine awareness and the water, tap water awareness of stopping water fluoridation. And I wanted to share with the listeners, I just started a blog, and I'm hoping that we can catch some more people to get involved with it. It's called Mothers Opposing Toxins, and I just I'm just glad that, you know, you're talking out about it, but it has a lot to do with, you know, the fluoride and the vaccines and just giving parents a voice. So,
well, give us your blog.
Yeah, it's Mothers Opposing Toxins-SS.blogspot.com. And I just started it, so I'm just, you know, a mom that is trying to help use my voice if I can. And I have a lot of opponents that I'm up against, as you know. And just, you know, I'm thankful for people like you and Dr. Tenpenny and Mr. Daniel Stockin. And so I just want to, you know, and also to note on that, I read the book The Fluoride Deception by Christopher Bryson. And anybody that hasn't read that book should read it. It's a great book.
Well, God bless you, Sarah. Keep it up. I want to commend the listeners. We were successful again. We're 8 for 8. Every time we give out a keyword on air, it becomes the number one search term because of you taking action with that information and entering it into Google and Yahoo search engines. And the term poison tap water was number one yesterday, but something really frightening happened. In fact, I actually IM'd you guys these stories. I've got it in my stack here. And later I'm going to go over this. A whole bunch of blogs on purpose wrote stories using the term poison tap water and then said, yes, there is poison in the tap water and fluoride reverses it. Fluoride will save you. And so now the system is countering with disinformation operations in live time when we give a term out. And those articles saying that fluoride is good for you and gets the poison out of the water, multiple articles by multiple so-called news agencies, these were actual news sites, not just blogs, putting out very wicked disinformation, showing that the system is concerned. And I just hope people will go to Infowars.com. It's posted in several articles we wrote yesterday, one of them titled, Poison Tap Water Makes Number One Google Search. And you can download this flyer and post it in public places saying there is poison in the tap water. And then under it, it's got all the facts about it and how deadly poisonous it is and how it causes bone cancer and other deathly dangerous problems. If our millions of listeners go out and post these, it's going to become a major news story. And it's just one more example of resistance. Let's go to Chris in Texas. Chris, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex Jones. How are you?
I'm good, buddy.
Prison Planet member, subscriber, which, by the way, is a great website. You've got so much awesome information on there and so many great videos. People really ought to just support it by subscribing. It's not expensive at all. But anyway, I'm a teacher here in Texas, and I was having a conversation yesterday with a former student. They still come back and visit me occasionally. I teach the higher-end AP caliber students who go off to pretty prestigious universities. And he was telling me about all this stuff yesterday. It was amazing. You know, he just brought up the Federal Reserve. He brought up all these topics. And contrary to that, I had a conversation with a student that went off to Princeton and is at the Woodrow Wilson, the prestigious Woodrow Wilson School. And he comes back and talks to me, and he's a complete globalist.
Really? He came back and told you how great it was?
Oh, yeah. It was an amazing contrast. One kid, you know, he's at A&M here in Texas. You know, he's a bright kid, very smart, lit major kind of kid. But the other one, the one at Princeton, the Woodrow Wilson School, we come back, I have a 3-hour argument with this kid. He's a complete globalist. When he graduated, he was you'd probably consider him a standard neocon type. He supported the war, but he also had a lot of constitutional, you know, principles that he embedded in his ideas. He was a young kid. He comes back now and he got to have lunch with Howard Dean and, you know, you see him being wooed into this.
They put him in these peer pressure areas, and they had a CNN piece last night about 40 billionaires giving half their money. And you go study it. It says after 3 secret meetings, they've decided to give half their money. Well, we have the separate articles about what went on in those secret meetings from the Financial Times of London and others. And it says, for eugenics, forced population reduction. And they had Peter Singer from Princeton in the piece saying how great it was and how it was going to help the poor. Stay there, Chris. I want you to be able to finish your statement on that. Then we're going to go to Frank, Mike, Damon, and others. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the InfoWar. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, going back to Chris, a school teacher here in Texas. He just joined us. He was talking about one student coming back to visiting from college who's awake to the New World Order, and another coming back and saying, look, I'm part of the elite now. You know, I want globalism. Well, we've seen what globalism does, but I remember seeing an interview with Albert Speer, the head of the Interior Ministry for Adolf Hitler. He's one of the few top Nazis to not be imprisoned or executed, because the British liked him, and you know, he could claim that he wasn't part of the overall Nazi machine dealing with the military or the concentration camps. And he said, well, when the devil's got his hand on your shoulder telling you how much he likes you, you don't tend to recognize the devil. And that's what happens. And most people, when they get flown out to a meeting and they go up on the top of a big skyscraper in a huge office with a beautiful secretary bringing them coffee, and they get brought in and told they're going to be given power and that they're special, most people don't even think about selling out. It's not even a thought that they're selling out. They just, wow, this is success. The ladder drops down, and they just start climbing it. And it's the same with academics, with people in banking, people in media, people in law enforcement. You better think twice, ladies and gentlemen. You better think about the world and what it's offering you. And if something looks too good to be true, it is. It is. The road to liberty is a hard road. You're going to be attacked. The road to being a good, decent person is going to be a hard road. I have to try every day to be honest with myself, every day to not be deceptive, because humans just naturally do it. I have to constantly think about what I'm saying, think about what I'm doing, think about how I treat my wife, think about how I treat my family, think about how I treat coworkers. And I still look back and say, I just did something that was wrong. And most people, you know, if you knew me individually, would say, wow, you're an extremely moral, good, nice person. But I know just how bad I am. I'm attempting to be good. I'm attempting to tell the truth. I'm attempting to not twist things in my own mind and then regurgitate it out on people. I know it's a lie that the government loves us and cares about us. I've read literally thousands of their own statements and white papers where they just openly say world government, world extermination. And we've got an article up today, Rockefeller Foundation developed vaccines for mass scale fertility reduction. You can go right to the Rockefeller Foundation and read it. And I know what this big philanthropy push is to get the billionaires to give half their money. They actually put it into an investment fund, tax-free, and get giant profits back. No taxes, and they get to keep the profits as long as it's, quote, invested in the tax-free foundation. And their giant estates, their helicopters, their servants, their investments, it's all tax-free. The Rockefellers for 104 years have been tax-free. And if you're elitist enough, every few decades, a new crop is allowed to join. You know, the media is spinning it like, aren't these 40 billionaires nice to give half their money? If you go research Ted Turner 12 years ago, giving $1 billion, he's gotten, last time I checked, upwards of $1 billion in interest on investments back. That billion is tax-free in investments that then give part of the profit to the UN. Tax-free. And every one of these initiatives is to come in and dig a well for some Africans. Send in the first wave of nice Peace Corps doctors who mean well and with their humanity sell the African village that they are good. And the Africans, after spending 4 or 5 years with them, cry when they leave. And when the Americans leave, they cry and have little photos of the Africans they're helping back at their homes in New York and Texas and other places. And then the next wave comes in. The eugenicists come in, and those Africans don't know what hit them. They don't know what hit them. You see, they have to domesticate you first. Just like our ancestors thousands and thousands of years ago would domesticate horses. There were several ways to do it. You could, with a bow and arrow, kill the mother and then have people waiting at the end of the gorge to capture the colt when it ran away, and then they'd hold it down and feed it and tie it up and train it. That's how the Romans would get slaves. They'd come in, kill all the men, take the women and children. Same way you take a horse. But the other way to do it is just to simply start feeding wild horses and to have them just become accustomed to you over time until you're able to take their colts without killing them. It's the same way to domesticate cows, bovine, pigs, dogs. And just as humans took one major species of wolf, one major species of canine, and created through breeding, the dog, a new subspecies. The elite have come in and engineered us. And you look at the British, you look at the Japanese, intelligent, warlike, dynamic people turned into imperial slaves. To be quiet, to be subservient, to be caste-driven, to bow down to the government. The elite openly in all their publications talk about the two-tier system. And now they're moving with drugs in the water, with social conditioning to make us even more subservient. Wolves befriended humanity, and humanity created dogs. Now a subgroup of social engineers that have developed in every human society have created the slave system. All right, I'm done. I said I'm taking call after call, and I'm not doing that. I'm going to try now. Finish up your points, Chris, in Texas.
Yeah, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, even stranger than that Invasion of the Body Snatchers tale with the Princeton kid is the one that went to MIT and who's now working on, you know, White Sands, New Mexico, who's had the CIA come and interview his family and even asking his sister how many songs she's downloaded. And just very now he's part of this weird clique. And that's what bothers me, Alex, is you get the best and the brightest of us, and they indoctrinate them into this globalist system. They can become part of the clique. And I think they lose sight of, you know, they lose sight of purpose.
Well, you heard Dr. Blaylock, if you were listening 2 days ago. He said he was approached because, you know, he was top of the class in medical school with eugenics, with world government. And he said most of his fellow students went along with it. My father was approached and was horrified by it. But for everybody that says no, they find 10 people that say yes, yes, yes.
Well, Alex, you do a great job, man, and I just want you to keep up the good work. We're doing what we can on our end.
God bless you, Chris. And interesting story you told us there. Very informative. Frank in North Carolina. You're on the air, Frank.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. Reformed Imperial Stormtrooper once again. You shouldn't take my call, but I appreciate that you do. I always love to
Are you kidding?
Call in law enforcement. That motivates me to hear, you know, law enforcement, especially active law enforcement and Marines, Army, any kind of military call in that are awake. What I called in about, I was trying to get in a week or two ago. You were talking about Rush Limbaugh, and I hate to even bring that guy up, but I just wanted to make the point that I called you back in January of 2009, to let you know that, Rush Limbaugh had gone off on a rant during the first hour of his show back in January of 2009, and it sounded like you. And at first I thought he was joking, but he was serious. I think I called in and told you this once before, but you may have forgotten about it. But he was talking about the New World Order, CFR. He said that the economy, he actually went into a good bit of detail about it. He said that the economy was being destroyed, incrementally by design so that they could bring in this New World Order and everything.
No. Two Fridays ago, and I read the transcript here on air, he came out and said there is a blue blood robber baron elite in New York and D.C. that hates the middle class, and they plan to rob everyone, including the new rich like himself. And see, Limbaugh is finally figuring out, and so is Mancow and so many others, that they're going to have to leave and that there's nowhere to run in the world and that they're targeted as well, and that signing on to this and playing along with the left-right paradigm isn't going to work. And he said the Republican Party, just as bad as the Democrats, are globalist elitists who want world government and want to enslave everyone. And I was driving down the road with my mouth hanging open, got here for the Sunday show because I was listening on a Sunday to a rebroadcast on a local station. It was WOAI. I was coming in to do my show out of Austin that's on 590 AM. And I just literally couldn't believe what I was hearing. And Michael Savage, in the last 3 years, has really come out and gotten a lot more hardcore and admits that Wall Street is swindling everyone and that Goldman Sachs is criminal and the Federal Reserve is private and the government stages terror attacks. Because here's the deal. To Limbaugh and to Savage and to others, you're not, you know, the New World Order, if they get this in place, they've stated that once they've got everybody bankrupt under government control, they're not just going to slowly sterilize people and put cancer viruses in the vaccines that kill you 10 years later and, you know, life expectancy starts dropping. They plan to just start wiping everybody out in mass plagues. And they've got bioweapons that, you know, kill 99% or more of the mammals they come in contact with, and they admit this. And so they, more and more, you have kind of the good old boy power structure in the U.S. who isn't really part of the New World Order structure but went along with it because they got patted on the head. A lot of these guys, like Limbaugh admits, CIA officer William F. Buckley kind of brought him along, helped him meet Roger Ailes, helped push him. But see, now these guys are realizing that when they were young and sold out, they weren't given the full story. But now, because of this radio show and because the globalists are so open now about their master plan, a lot of people who are intelligent and now are worth, you know, billions of dollars, I mean, Limbaugh's worth well over $1 billion, they're realizing, my God, you know, this New World Order is a psychopathic group of mass killers. And Limbaugh understands that he's not safe and nobody else is. Look, these people aren't playing games. I mean, this is total global domination of the individual. I mean, the nations have already basically been taken over. But I do remember your call. Anything else, Frank?
Yeah, as far as Michael Savage goes, I was listening to him back before I'd ever heard of you. And I woke up from the false left paradigm, mainly because of you, back in 2005. But up until that point, I was listening to Michael Savage, and Michael Savage did the exact same thing. But this was back in 2005. He went on a rant talking about the Council on Foreign Relations, the New World Order. Now, he was not yet getting into the part about the incremental destruction of the economy because we weren't quite there yet. But he was talking about all that. He did a rant. And just like Rush Limbaugh, they didn't take any calls on it. No callers ever called in. So I'm wondering if those calls were screened out or what. But he never mentioned it again, neither one of them, because I listened for a while.
Well, you know why they do it.
They did not mention it. But
you know why
crazy.
They do it. It's conscience. And they should do it every day. And so what if they get fired? You know, they'll just go somewhere else and be even bigger. I mean, look, you have to make a decision. Do we really want to be with a scientific dictatorship that bathes you in radiation with naked body scanners at courthouses, at highway checkpoints and airports, that lies to us and saves the images, that admittedly puts poison in the water? Just because a bunch of pencil-necked control freaks on national public radio make fun of you when you talk about fluoride being a poison, it doesn't matter. Thousands of EPA scientists signed letters and went to Congress and said, this is brain-damaging people and causing cancer. So what if some pencil neck at Wired Magazine, who's a Rhodes Scholar, calls us nuts? We've got the scientific facts. Since when can some pencil neck tell us what we can and can't talk about? God bless you, Frank. I appreciate the call. I mean, I'm going to tell Savage and Limbaugh something. You better go all the way. You don't want to wish later that you'd have done more. Okay? You know this stuff's all true. Those guys are both very intelligent. They know full well what's going on. Those guys knew what was going on probably when I was in diapers. Okay? I'm 36 years old. Savage is 60-something. What's Limbaugh, 50-something? They know full well what's going on. Okay? You can't make a deal with the devil and come out on top. What would it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? What would it profit a man to gain the whole world for a little while and be destroyed in the process? You cannot reason with these globalists, okay? They are scientific, cold-blooded killers who want full-spectrum dominance. What's the ultimate form of dominance? Killing your enemy? Wiping out your opposition completely? Our government funded Mao Zedong. That's now declassified. Our government, now declassified, and even Brzezinski's written two books bragging about it, totally funded Pol Pot. He killed 30% of the population of his country. The ultra-rich are going to sit offshore, they're going to implode the economy, and they're going to use the dumbed-down poor mass of people as a weapon to rob anybody who makes more than $20,000 a year. And when they're done, there'll be nothing left. Everything will be in the hands of the globalists. They want you and your lifestyle to be over. Let's talk to Mike in California. Mike, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me pretty clear?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I have four quick questions. Could I ask you the four quick questions off the air, or do you need to stay on the air so you can remember them?
No, go ahead and ask me the questions.
The first one is in relation to the Iran situation and the immediate impact that it would have on our lifestyle. And so the first question is, how long will it take to affect our lifestyle in relation to the cost of food, gas, utilities, and terrorists, so on and so forth? That's the first question.
It'll be instantaneous. Oil prices will conservatively double the day the attack takes place.
Second question is, could you go into detail of this plan? And I heard you mention this about a couple of weeks ago, where in the elite will go underground while chaos exists above, or they will create some chaotic situation above ground while they live.
That's the Moonraker scenario. They're not going to go off planet. They're going to go underground, and they've admitted that. Yeah, that's an important thing. So the underground plague centers, okay?
Do they really exist?
Of course. The United States has spent more than all other nations combined on underground cities and continuity of government. What was your other question?
As far as an invasion is concerned, I mean an army revolt, what do you envision would trigger an army revolt from the population of people?
You know what? Your phone's cutting out. I'm going to come back and try to get your other two questions quickly and then answer them quickly. We'll be right back.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Quickly, going back to Mike in North Carolina, I got your first two questions quickly. What were the other two?
The other two is, do you envision an armed revolt, and what do you think some of the trigger points would be to trigger something like that, you know, from the people and all that they're, I guess, enduring from the government.
Boy, these are important questions. And what was the last one?
Would you ever consider doing a movie on any of these three questions that I asked you about?
Okay, I appreciate your call. I'm going to try to answer them quickly and succinctly. The different breakdowns that the Pentagon has even put out publicly and that think tanks and others have reported on dealing with Iran run from bad to worse. Iran will block the Strait of Hormuz. They can successfully do it for at least a month, most analysts believe. That will cause roughly a doubling in oil prices. If it continues, they talk about it not being $3.50 a gallon, but $7, $8, $9, $10 a gallon. Iran will also activate their Shiite militias with El Sadr and others inside Iraq. That will disrupt oil and further drive up prices. Iran will probably launch military operations against Israel. That will escalate the war, and they'll probably activate sleeper cells in the United States. If they don't, and Lord knows they've got them, Western intelligence will and say that they did it as a pretext for a domestic crackdown. Anything the globalists do is a multifaceted attack profile where they're going to go after the countries they want to target, but also domestic groups they want to suppress. Remember, in all the main manuals for the police and military, they're trying to take on gun owners, conservatives, libertarians. And the average conservative's like, kill them Arabs, kill them Muslims, not knowing the whole thing's pointed at them. That's the genius of full-spectrum dominance. On the issue of underground bases, it's been admitted since the 50s that they've built giant underground bases all over the country. They admittedly have a lot of these. And they have underground tunneling devices that have been declassified partially that have connected these by railways. There's a railway underneath Robert Mueller Airport that goes out to Fort Hood, another one that hooks out to Bergstrom International Airport right here where I live. The only reason I know is my grandfather and grandmother lived here in Austin, and I know a lot of people that were out there at the base when it was a SAC base, Strategic Air Command, with nukes. And it's also admitted, you can pull up mainstream news about the Briar Green Hotel. Well, there's several. There's a hotel in Virginia and also one in Maryland. And it's an admitted shutdown hotel where in the bottom there's a giant nuke blast door and an underground railway. Now, that's classified, but they admit the railway's there. And so our government has a bigger defense budget than all other defense budgets combined. And they've had the biggest black budget, much of it spent in continuity of government. And continuity of government has been the cover to take over the legitimate government, the National Security Act of 47. And so much of the details of Mount Weather and Site R and other bases across the country, not just in Maryland and Virginia, but also in Colorado. That's where NORTHCOM is based, in Colorado Springs. They've got giant admitted underground bases there that then hook into railways that go all over the country. I'll just say I know some people that work out at Bergstrom, and most people don't know this, but they are aware of the heavy blast doors that are concealed down beneath the National Guard base over there. It's just everywhere. That's why Bush chose Crawford. Because the word is that, well, there is an admitted underground base with nukes under the mountains, the hills at Fort Hood. The underground rail spur goes right underneath this Crawford Ranch. So they chose that location. And, of course, they'll wall it off now that they've sold it. There's a railway right underneath his house. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.